together. We do, you know, first birthdays. In fact, a year ago today, I had a lake wedding to my husband.
It does feel like we're being bullied and pushed out of the way.
That audio from KSNT News, where the members say that they pay roughly $30,000 in county property taxes. And if kicked out like planned, it would be a major blow to the city's revenue in the community, with many small businesses in the area saying it would be devastating to them as well.
And it's an entire community that possibly might not exist any longer.
Mid-America Network News.
When you're shopping for a used car, you don't want to go just anywhere. You don't want to go where it's crazy and chaotic and more like a circus. You probably don't want to go to the place with a goofy mascot where they don't even listen and try to sell you something you don't want. And you definitely don't want to deal with a place with a sleazy guy like this.
This one here is a beauty. Tip-top shape. Don't mind that noise. She's running perfect. Don't worry. You can trust me.
Come see our team of professionals here at Rusty Eck Ford. Not only will we help you find the vehicle that you want, they're the experts in helping you with the financing you need, no matter your credit situation. So before you go to one of those other places and wish later that you didn't, go to Rusty Eck Ford first. Wichita's only President's Award winner for customer service 3 years in a row. See the real difference at Rusty Eck Ford and RustyEckFord.com.
More summer festivities are opening up across the state of Kansas, with school ending, with the latest coming out of Topeka, with the Kansas Children's Discovery Center opening up their new Camp at Kansas, giving children the opportunity to learn about the great outdoors.
This morning we are opening Camp Kansas. This is a summer fun exhibit that we've done in partnership with Kansas Department of Wildlife and Parks. Families will be able to come in and get a taste of the great outdoors throughout the state of Kansas right here inside. We've highlighted several of our state parks, Little Jerusalem Badlands State Park. We have boulders, we have rock stacking, and we talk to kids about how here when you play you can stack the rocks, but in nature, we want to leave those rocks lay. And so we talk about those being habitats. So underneath the rocks here, kids will discover what animals they might find under rocks and why we don't want to disturb their habitats. We have a campground right here behind me, a play fire pit. Kids can come in. We're going to have weekly campfire sing-alongs.
Good America Network News.
Dane's Automotive and Tire in Waterville and Marysville is your reliable automotive repair shop. Servicing engines and transmissions, ACs, radiators, exhausts, and diagnostic checks. Did you know Dane's does tires? Carrying all major brands and sizes from trucks, ATVs, trailer, and farm implements, Dane's Automotive and Tire has you covered. With over 85 years combined experience, your locally owned and trusted repair and tire shop is Dane's Automotive and Tire in Waterville and Marysville.
Nebraska, Mid-America Network News. I'm Andy Hoosier. Well, it's never too early to begin the planning, as the planning stages are underway for Husker Harvest Days of 2023, with organizations saying that it brings in nearly $9 million in total economic impact to the rural parts of the state. As KSNV Local Channel 4 reports, that the 3-day event is the world's largest total irrigated working farm show, featuring the latest equipment for agricultural leaders, supplying technologies, and other resources that are available for farmers and ranchers across the Mid-America region. In a statement from Cindy Johnson, the president of the Grand Island Chamber of Commerce, she said, quote, agriculture is Grand Island's business. Our companies, our livelihoods depend on a strong ag market. When agriculture struggles, so does our community. For decades, we've seen the value that Husker Harvest Days injects into the community. This year's Husker Harvest Days is planning to have more than 500 exhibitors, more than 100,000 attendees, and is economically viable for those that wish to go and attend, even from out of state, with having hotel nights staying for less than $100, and you can spend less than $60 on food and transportation to the event. When you're a U.S. veteran or service member, you're 40% more likely to lose money to fraud than civilians. Scam artists use fake veterans charities, service benefit buyout schemes, bogus job scams, the pandemic, and more. That's why AARP's Veterans Fraud Center and Operation Protect Veterans provide for research and advice on the latest scam targeting veterans and military families. Protect yourself and your family. AARP, on a mission to support veterans. Go to aarp.org/vetsfraudcenter today.
At United, we believe in helping our neighbors and strengthening our communities. When you choose United, you're not only getting the best wireless service in Southwest Kansas, you're also supporting the local company that supports our schools and sponsors many local organizations and community events. Join your neighbors already enjoying United's unlimited data, local customer service, and affordable rates, and get 3 months of free service on any new line. Stop by your local United store or visit getunited.com/3free and switch to United today. Terms and restrictions apply. See store for details.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Marshall County commissioners have indicated the jail project may be on the June 19th agenda after a petition vote forced an election with voters turning down a resolution for a lease purchase agreement that would have funded up to $6.5 million, roughly half the expected cost of a new facility in East Marysville. Resignation of Susan Bruna as Register of Deeds was tendered to Washington County Commissioners last week as she assumes the post of Clerk of the District Court in Washington County effective June 20th. She was appointed Register of Deeds in October 2021 after the retirement of Sonia Hilton. The County Republican Central Committee will seek nominations and will interview candidates and then recommend a replacement. Bruna indicated that Chase Brazel, who has worked in the office the past year, is interested in the position. Work continues with the Washington County Hospital Board seeking an $800,000 grant that would house a hospital daycare in the former nursing home building in Washington. Commissioners were advised TC Energy has agreed to pay $625,000 for a 35-foot wide bridge to replace a low water crossing, and the county will provide dirt work for the bridge as needed. TC Energy plans to begin the work by August and be finished by October. Verizon is reportedly interested in locating a tower in the Hanover area. Gage County supervisors recently approved amended changes to regulations for solar installations, but took no action as yet on a moratorium in place currently restricting commercial solar energy permit applications. One amendment would address industries developing solar installations for their own operations, not sending power to the grid. These would be governed by a special use permit, not affected by setbacks, and the permitting would allow an appeals process. An initial amendment was defeated with concerns that installations could be located many miles from a commercial or industrial location, while another amendment allowing contiguous location to a facility was approved on a 5-2 vote. Additional restrictions as to locations near schools, churches, state, and federal recreation areas were not added, with at least one supervisor noting that overly restrictive regulations could throttle efforts to pursue solar installations. Again, the package recommended by County Planning and Zoning was approved, with amendments as noted at a recent meeting. A health alert has been posted for Big Indian Lake in Gage County after water samples indicated the presence of toxic blue-green algae. Recreational boating and fishing are allowed. However, swimming beaches are closed and exposure to water should be limited. Pets should avoid drinking or getting into the lake. Washington City Council recently approved a $32,000 bid from Judiman Construction for demolition and removal of the former City Hall, which has been vacant for some time and is in disrepair. Multiple efforts to locate a party to renovate and maintain the structure have been unsuccessful, and the motion to take the building down was approved on a 3-2 vote. Curb, sidewalk, and housing demo work this year have been suspended while allowing funds for the demolition, which has not been scheduled as yet. A pickup pulling a camper overturned in Gage County Friday morning on Southwest 117th Road between West Sargent and Highway 4. The driver from Minnesota was not injured. The road was closed for a time while the vehicle was uprighted. Mary F. Long, age 80 of Frankfort, passed away Thursday. Funeral service Thursday, 2 p.m. at the Winifred Baptist Church. Burial in the Antioch Cemetery, Frankfort. Visitation Wednesday. Family will see friends Wednesday 4 until 8 at the Padden Funeral Chapel in Frankfort in charge of arrangements for Mary Long.
Raymond Farrell Malden, 100, of Arizona, formerly of Marysville, passed away October 23, 2002. A massive Christian burial will be held 9 a.m. Tuesday at St. Gregory's Catholic Church. Burial will follow at the St. Gregory's Catholic Cemetery with military honors. A memorial fund has been established and will be designated later. Contributions may be sent in care of Kinsley Mortuary. Kinsley Mortuary in charge of arrangements for Raymond Molden.
At United Bank and Trust, we get it. Bank hours don't always fit into your schedule. With the United Bank and Trust mobile banking app, you can bank anytime, anywhere. At home, at work, or anywhere in between, you can perform convenient and secure transactions like mobile check deposit, transfer money between accounts, or see your balance instantly. Find it by searching for United Bank and Trust mobile app in your app store. Mobile banking with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Frank Chiropractic Center in Marysville welcomes new patients. Dr. Michael Frank can evaluate, diagnose, and recommend treatment options that can alleviate pain, trigger your body's ability to heal, and work to ensure your optimal health and wellness. Call or stop by today for your appointment with Frank Chiropractic Center, 15th and Broadway, phone 562-3054.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Staying mostly sunny and cooler today with our highs in the mid to upper 70s. Clear skies overnight tonight with our lows in the lower to upper 50s. Staying sunny and slightly warmer throughout Tuesday with our highs in the upper 70s and lower 80s. Clear throughout Tuesday night with our lows in the mid 50s and lower 60s. More sunshine throughout Wednesday with our highs in the mid to upper 80s. And partly cloudy skies throughout Wednesday night with our lows in the upper 50s and lower 60s. There will be a slight chance for some showers and thunderstorms on Thursday, otherwise sunny and warmer with our highs in the upper 80s and lower 90s. And showers may continue Thursday night, otherwise partly cloudy with our lows in the lower to mid 60s. Showers and thunderstorms still possible on Friday, otherwise sunny with our highs in the mid 80s and lower 90s. And a slight chance for some rain early Friday night, then partly cloudy with our lows in the upper 50s and lower 60s. And some rain showers possible still early Saturday morning. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster.
Average high temperature mid-June, 84. Record high on this date, 109. The average low, 63, and the record low, 45. Sunset this evening, 8:53. Sunrise in the morning at 6:01.
Having soft water in your home not only saves you money, but there's a lot of benefits for your body, too. Bathing in soft water leaves your skin softer and feeling clean and refreshed. Rough, dry skin naturally goes away. Colored or treated hair keeps its radiance longer. And soft water allows your razor to glide more easily across your face, reducing razor burn, and makes your razors last longer. For these and other great benefits, invest today in a Lindy Spring Water Softener from Water Conditioning of Seneca. Call 800-748-7563.
The Red Sox take a weekend series with their arch rival. Hello, this is Rich Cantu on sports. Sunday night baseball in New York, the Yankees and Red Sox playing the rubber game of the series. The Red Sox' Kike Hernandez scored the tying run in the top of the eighth.
Swinging a line drive into left field, that's a base hit. Duvall scores, and it's 3-2.
Call on WEEI. The Yankees failed to get their ghost runner in the bottom of the frame. Red Sox win 3-2 to take 2 of 3 from the Pinstripers. The Rays jumped out to an early 4-0 lead on the Rangers. Texas cut the deficit to 1 in the top of the third, but in the bottom of the fourth, Wander Franco gave the Rays some breathing room.
Wander swings and hits it off the end of the bat to deep left. Over and back, Grossman to the wall! Gone!
The call on WDAE. Rays go on to beat the Rangers 7-3. NASCAR, Martin Truex Jr. wins the Toyota Save Mart 350 at Sonoma. More baseball in Detroit. The Diamondbacks were down to their last out, trailing 5-4.
Here's the pitch. Swing, line drive, left field, base hit. Marte will score. Carroll to third. Now he bobbles the ball. Carroll giving the wave around third. He's going to score.
The call on KMVP. Arizona rallies to beat the Tigers 7-5. D-backs have won 5 in a row and now lead the NL West. The Nationals were looking to avoid being swept by the division-leading Braves in Atlanta. Top six, Joey Meneses got the Nats even. Next batter.
The pitch. Swing a high, high fly ball right field. Acuna back to the warning track. Near the wall, he looks up, and it is gone.
The call on WJFK. Heimer Candelario put the Nats ahead for good en route to a 6-2 victory. Guardians shut out the Astros 5-zip. Pirates edge the Mets 2-1 and now lead the NL Central. French Open men's final Sunday. Novak Djokovic won his 23rd Grand Slam tournament, dispatching Casper Ruud in straight sets.
We did, I think, a great job into just staying in the present moment. When I saw his forehand going wide, I felt a huge relief. I'm very, very happy and very proud of it.
This is Rich Cantu, ABC.
Marysville Senior Legion Post 163 fell in 3 games this weekend,
falling 14-0 and 4-9 to Seneca on Saturday, while falling 8-2 to Tri-County on Sunday. The boys now set at 4-10 on the season. Next contest will be Tuesday at Wymore before home games Friday and Sunday against Clifton Clyde and Doniphan County. Full schedule for Post 136 Marysville Junior and Senior Legion games can be found on KNDYRadio.com.
Ever feel like your insurance company doesn't know you?
Insurance Corporation will issue generic plans where agricultural activities occur.
Only a human can visit your farm or ranch to know what you need. Find out why Farm Bureau Financial Services is the number one ag insurer. It's your future. Let's protect it. Talk to an agent today or visit fbfs.com/protect. Number one ag insurer across our 8-state territory. 2019 SNL PNC Group Direct Written Premium.
Call on Farm Bureau Insurance Agent Bryce Leonard in Washington today.
Here's a look at your ag news from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Jeff Aiken. It is Monday, June the 12th, and as we do from time to time, we get an ag law update from Roger McCohen, who is a law professor at Washburn and at K-State. Now, recently, the Sackett versus EPA case was heard by the U.S. Supreme Court. Here's what happened.
Well, this is a recent opinion of the U.S. Supreme Court. It came out on May 25, and this is a very important case for agriculture. In fact, it's one of a couple of cases in ag that we've been waiting for quite some time. But Priest Lake is a navigable water of the United States for Clean Water Act purposes. There are lots about 150 yards away from Priest Lake. And so they were going to build their home there, so they started backfilling the lot with dirt to prepare to put their home on it. And EPA came in and said, no, you're going to have to stop. Your lot is a water of the United States, because it was near a ditch that fed into a creek that fed into Priest Lake. And so it became a navigable water of the United States by virtue of those connections to Priest Lake, which was and is a Clean Water Act jurisdictional lake. And so EPA threatened them with penalties of up to about $40,000 a day unless they stopped. And they just simply could not negotiate anything with EPA. EPA was belligerent. They wouldn't back off. Sackett's get back in the corner, had to sue. They had no choice. And they actually made two trips to the U.S. Supreme Court. The first one was a unanimous decision by the U.S. Supreme Court to force EPA to make a final determination from which the Sacketts could appeal. EPA said, yeah, it's a wetland. So then the second trip around was challenging that wetland decision. And that's the, they lost in the trial court, lost in the Ninth Circuit. And just recently, the U.S. Supreme Court gave its opinion.
And let's look at your ag news from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Jeff Aiken.
Netflix series star Tyler Henry, the Hollywood medium, is bringing his live show, An Evening of Hope and Healing, to you. Plus, live readings along with an audience Q&A. He has sold out venues across North America. Tyler Henry, the Hollywood medium. Saturday, July 1st at First Council Casino. Get tickets now at 7clans.com or 866-966-1777. Another breath of fresh air from Inner Visions.
Horse Trailer Sales, the one call you need to make to get the most trusted brands in landscaping, utility, livestock, and flatbed trailers. Plus, they can service all makes and models of trailers,
even the ones they don't sell.
And no matter whether it's a service or sales call, Horse Trailer stands behind their products with great prices and exceptional personal service.
Which is why they're proud to be family-owned and operated.
Horse Trailer Sales, 620-545-7292 or online at horsetrailers.com. Horse Trailer Sales.
For all your gas and service needs, it's OK Service Station in Hanover. You'll get fast, friendly, dependable service every time you visit. They have fuel available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Ask how you can get a gas card for 24-hour fueling at OK Service. They also handle tires, tire repair, exhaust work, and oil changes, too. Stop by, say hi to the folks at OK Service in Hanover.
From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today. I'm Shelby Varner. The Kansas Agricultural Land Values and Trends book for 2022 was recently published by K-State's Agricultural Economics Department. K-State agricultural economist Robin Reed is a major contributor to the book, and she discusses what trends there were for agricultural land in 2022. She compares the 2022 values to 2021.
To specifically talk about 2022 compared to the previous year, we kind of knew already land values were up 25-26% according to USDA in their survey data. But when I actually looked at the land sales value based on the actual sales that drive the numbers in this book, I have Kansas values up 30% over what they were in 2021. So all categories, irrigated, pasture, dryland, cropland, all up about 30% just in 1 year over what they were in 2021. Overall, just a very, very sharp increase in land value in 2022 and actually in 2021 as well.
Net farm income, interest rates, and people outside of agriculture purchasing land all contribute to the land market.
And we did see net farm income not near as good as we saw in 2021. But if you look at an overall picture, what we did see is still pretty strong historically in profitability. Now, what happens going forward was a little more questionable, but really land values are being supported by profitability in the ag sector. A lot of government payments, good commodity prices in recent years really fuels the land market. One thing that will be kind of pulling land values the other direction, be careful to say we're not going backwards, but the interest rates will start influencing the land market. Interest rates are higher than we've seen in a long time, although obviously that's going to have an influence going forward outside of ag investment into farmland here in Kansas. That's a trend that we've seen very, very high over the last couple of years here in our state.
Reed predicts what people can see for agricultural land trends this year.
As we're looking at the sales that have already occurred this year, how I predict the rest of the year going, we're still going to be increasing in land value. We won't be increasing 30%, though. I think we would come back to a more moderate increase just because of the interest rates, the farm economy looking a little more uncertain this year with commodity prices versus input costs being a little bit less in balance, and the drought. So end of the day, we are still going to be increasing, but not near the rate that we saw this past year.
That was K-State agricultural economist Robin Reed with the new Kansas Agricultural Land Values and Trends book. I'm Shelby Varner, and this has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
Good morning, Dennis Henricks from Beatra 77 Livestock. It is a great Monday. We did get some rain over the weekend, kind of a spread out effect, but certainly all rain is appreciated. Well, it's a Monday and a great Monday. We've got a nice sale here today. We will start at 10 o'clock here this morning. The good news is the cattle market just seems to be on fire, which is great news to the livestock industry and the beef part. 189 to 90 on the cash and $300 on the carcass. So we certainly are in new territory on beef prices here as we start this week. At 12 o'clock noon, we'll get in the hay department in the square bales of hay. There is 20 and 20 of fifth cut alfalfa, another group of third cut alfalfa. There's 18 and 18 in the piles. In the grass, there's 25 and a group of 26. In the big round bales, round alfalfa, there's three groups of eight. It is first cut. They weigh 1946. Nice looking for first cut. In the round grass, group 6, a group 11, and some Brome Prairie mixed, there's a group of 8. In the round grass CRP, there is 9, 8, and a 10, and we've got some round wheat of 6. So that is the hay department. In the cow-calves, bred cows, and the feeder cattle, we'll start off with 11 black families, 4 to 7-year-olds. There are black March and April calves at side. The cows are poured and vaccinated. The calves are poured, vaccinated, and fly-tagged. We'll pull a mouth on those cows, folks. And these cows are also Black Angus bull exposed starting on May 20th. In another group of 9 red and black families, 7 years and older, all the cows and calves are poured and vaccinated, and there's 2-month-old calves on these cows. In the feeder cattle in the calf department, there's going to be 5 black bull and heifers. They're January, February black calves coming off the cow. They're Scleba calves out of Crete. Don Mitch, out of Fairbury, has got 9 black baldy bull and heifers with a 60-day wean. They're 3 to 500. The Luby calves out of Pleasant Dales, 8 black bull steer and heifers coming off the cow. They do have a 4-month vaccination. They'll be 450 to 500. The Mike feeder cattle out of Crete, there are 25 black steer and heifers, October wean, 5 to 700. Cap K Farms out of Claytonia has got a great set of 42 black and red char cross. They're going to be steer heifers. They're going to be a February wean and back, 5 to 600. Dave Teasfeld out of Sterling's got 24 black steer and heifers, 6-week wean. They're going to be 5 to 700. The Orth cattle out of Beatrice, here's a nice set also, 16 black steer and heifers, 60 days on the wean, 30 day on the vac, 550 to 650. And Larry Hafer's got 5 yearling bulls. They're going to be black and red. They're 9 to 1,000 pounds. So we do have a big run of cows and way up bulls, so we'll fire away at 10 o'clock. We should be able to get those all done by noon and get right on to the hay at 12 o'clock noon. So give us a call, folks, if you have any questions. Right here, Tanya Rick or Denny at 223-3571. Hey, have a great day, and keep in mind, you certainly can go online for all the markets, the consignments, the auctioneer's page, or turn on the video at Beatra77.net.
You've depended on KNDY Radio to get all your local news, weather, and sports updates. Now you can depend on KNDYRadio.com as well, where you can find everything you've heard, missed, and more. Let KNDY keep you informed when severe weather strikes, and listen to your area high school football and basketball broadcasts, even if you're miles away from home, with our Listen Live feature. You can also look to KNDYRadio.com for school closings when the weather's rough. Make KNDYRadio.com your number one source for everything local and so much more.
We often say we sleep like a baby or take a cat nap, but the world's best sleepers are neither babies nor cats. We will tell you who is next on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
With today's inflation straining your budget, your Kansas Farm Bureau membership can help keep more money in your pocket. Get 15% off current published rates at Nextech Wireless. Special member pricing on select Grainger products. Save on vacation and travel with Avis Budget and Choice Hotels. And join the Kansans who've switched to Kansas Farm Bureau health plans, who enjoy significant savings on nationwide medical health care coverage. Join today. For a full list of benefits, visit kfb.org/benefits.
It's an incredible two-minute ritual that helps you lose 1 pound of belly fat every 72 hours. Details are all on this website, meltingbelly.com. That's meltingbelly.com. At meltingbelly.com, we share this two-minute ritual that removes pounds of dangerous belly fat, reduces harmful plaque from your arteries, and restores a youthful hormonal balance. Get information now with their powerful ebook. Just go to meltingbelly.com. That's meltingbelly.com.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Monday, June 12th, the 163rd day of the year. Diarist Anne Frank was born on this day. Your cat sleeps somewhere around 12 hours a day, but it's nowhere close to being the sleepiest animal on earth. The snoozing champs are koala bears, who spend upwards of 20 hours a day in slumber, while the sloth and armadillo are close behind, each getting 19 to 20 hours of shut-eye each day. Hamsters, squirrels, and owl monkeys also spend more than half the day with a sandman. Which animals sleep the least? Elephants average a mere 2 hours per night. Horses get about 3 hours of downtime. And giraffes get between 5 and 30 minutes of deep sleep per day. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more online at almanac.com.
Kansas Mid-American Network Sports, I'm Doug Downs. It has been back-to-back now for the Kansas City Royals. That is back-to-back sweeps. The Royals got swept over the weekend by the Baltimore Orioles. They lost 3-2 on Friday, 6-1 on Saturday, and 11-3 yesterday. Manager Matt Cotario had this to say after the game about resetting.
How do we reset? We do the same thing we try to do every day. Every day is a new day. You come in with a new attitude. You start over and you prepare for tomorrow just like you prepared for today. It didn't work out well today, but today should have no effect on tomorrow, whether it was positive or negative.
They'll have a chance to reset against the Reds as they start a three-game series at home tonight. 7:10 will be the first pitch. The Kansas State basketball team picked up a recruit out of the transfer portal. Arthur Kaluma comes from Creighton. He is 6'4" and will join the Wildcats this next season. Kansas Mid-America Network Sports. I'm Doug Downs.
Early bird specials are here for you only at Rusty Eck Ford. They say the early bird gets the worm. Well, at Rusty Eck Ford, the early bird gets $500. That's right. When you buy any new or pre-owned vehicle at Rusty Eck Ford and make your deal by 1 p.m., you'll get a $500 Visa gift card that you can use on whatever you want, anywhere you want. Call us, come see us, or check us out online at RustyEckFord.com. Our team will help you find the new or pre-owned car, truck, or SUV you want from our huge inventory. We'll help you with the best deal right up front. You'll get top dollar for your trade, plus you'll get a $500 Visa gift card when you make your deal by 1 p.m. Monday through Saturday. Get the $500 early bird special today, only for Rusty Eck Ford. Experience.
Record in tennis as Djokovic earned his 23rd Grand Slam singles championship and won the French Open over the weekend. Patrick Mahomes made an appearance on Saturday night, this time at the Luke Combs concert in Arrowhead Stadium. Mahomes surprised fans by showing up on stage with Luke Combs. The two shotgun a beer. Mahomes received a larger applause than the country singer did all night. Wichita State baseball had all but one recruit enter the transfer portal. That changed as of this past weekend. Peyton Tully entered his name into the transfer portal. Tully is a two-way player who will most likely get drafted by the major leagues. Can the Denver Nuggets close out the NBA championship? Game 5 is tonight in Denver. The Nuggets lead the series 3-1. Aging wide receiver DeAndre Hopkins, who was released by the Arizona Cardinals back in May, had interest in the Kansas City Chiefs. Hopkins is set to take a visit to New England this week. He's also visited the Tennessee Titans. Kansas Mid-America Network Sports.
Marysville Senior Legion Post 163 fell in three games this weekend, falling 14-0 and 4-9 to Seneca on Saturday, while falling 8-2 to Tri-County on Sunday. The boys now set at 4-10 on the season. Next contest will be Tuesday at Wymore, before home games Friday and Sunday against Clifton Clyde and Doniphan County. Full schedule for Post 136 Marysville Junior and Senior Legion games can be found on KNDYradio.com.
Here's your KNDY weather.